Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it's time for Three Dog Thursday. Last week, I went 2-1. Not a bad week. I told it, Joe, I said I knew the Patriots would keep it close. I didn't think it'd be that high scoring. I thought there would be a low scoring game, but the Patriots did cover the 9.5 at Green Bay. I had the Falcons. I said they'd win. They won. They're only getting 1.5. I didn't need the 1.5. I said, take the Falcons. They're going to beat Cleveland. They did, but I lost out on the Texans against the Chargers. A little high scoring there. The Chargers did wind up covering that 5.5. I had the Texans, but still 2-1. Puts me at 5-6-1 on the season. So let's go over 500 with today's picks and this week's picks. Let's start with tonight's game, Joe. I went back and forth on this. I didn't know what to do, but I like the hook. I like the extra half point. I think this is a close game between the Colts and Broncos. I'm going to take the Colts plus 3.5. I debated not doing it for a long time. I had them right there because the Colts just aren't that good right now. Mm-hmm. But neither are the Broncos. You talked about Melvin Gordon and their situation. How about the fact that Russell Wilson has a shoulder injury in his throwing shoulder, and on a short week, he's on the injury report, he's going to play. I do think this is a low-scoring game, and with a low-scoring game, I think the Colts in this situation can go to Denver, keep it close, because I don't have any faith in the Broncos to blow anybody out. So I'm going to take the Colts plus 3.5. I think it's a close game. I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos win. This is a 1, 2, or 3-point game, so I'll take the 3.5. Give me the Colts in this one tonight against the Broncos. I'm going with the Jets plus 3.5 against the Miami Dolphins. The Jets are a middle-of-the-pack defense. That's good, folks. I say it in a positive way for the Jets. They're not rock bottom on defense. They've actually played some pretty good defense. Robert Saleh's got them, I think, playing above board right now overall as a team, managing the quarterback situation, the comeback against Cleveland. They go on the road. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Zach Wilson, look, he didn't have a great game last week, but I think he exudes a little bit of confidence, a little bit of juice in that organization. And this might be more about Miami. Teddy Bridgewater, how are they going to play this? They don't want to make mistakes. They don't have Tua there. Might not have that downfield passing game, even if they do. I don't think he's Tua right now. I think Tua took some big steps. And they might want to keep it a little bit of a lower scoring game. So that plays even more into the Jets getting 3.5. I think Miami is in a tough spot with everything going on in their organization. I think it's a big distraction, and I think the Jets are catching them at the right time here. I'm going to take the Jets plus the field goal and a half, plus 3.5 against the Miami Dolphins. Joe, I couldn't believe the point spread on the last one when I looked at it. After all we just said, even with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady and the offense, has anybody not paid attention to the Atlanta Falcons right now? They're getting 9.5 points. 9.5 against a Buccaneers offense that has largely struggled for much of the year. Now, I get it. I'm not telling you that the Falcons are this great team. They're going to win the Super Bowl. But the Falcons should be considered legitimate, you know, competitors to any team they play. I know Cordarrelle Patterson is not playing right now. Look, they've done a really good job in pretty much every game they've been in. They're not getting blown out when they either win, they're competitive. And the Buccaneers, I mean, I don't have faith in them to beat anybody by 10 points or more right now. Even when they get in a shootout, they wound up losing last week to the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm going to take a really big number here. Yeah, Bucs can win the game, but I think 9.5 in the NFL, generally you take that with a lot of teams. In this situation especially, I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons, even without Cordarrelle Patterson, plus 9.5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Falcons plus 9.5 against the Bucs. Colts plus 3.5 tonight against the Broncos. Jets plus 3.5 against the Miami Dolphins.
What do you think your career record is picking the Jets in Three Dog Thursday?
Probably 1-25. I don't know.
I like it though.
Well, real quick, last year I swore them off. I picked them like twice early on, and they got blown out. And I said, I'll never pick them again, at least the rest of the year. But I did pick them again later in the year at some point. But I'm going to go with them here. This might be more about Miami for me than the Jets, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I guess in that becomes a Tua conversation, right? Like,
right.
How important is he to what they were doing? Because before the season, I probably was the first one to say it. I didn't think there was any difference between Tua and Teddy Bridgewater. But through four games, I mean, that started to look sillier and sillier. And Bridgewater made the one bomb pass down the field to Hill. In fact, I saw it was the longest a ball has traveled on a Tyreek Hill reception in his career, above any Tua completion and ahead of any Mahomes completion.
Interesting.
So, you know, Bridgewater's not terrible. He's fine. He's a guy. But the Jets are not terrible. I think, like, it's fair to say that now.
It's the best way to describe them.
They're
right
not
now.
Terrible. Yeah, like, they do everything okay, except for we're still wondering about that quarterback. And, I mean, they got lucky that they played Pittsburgh last week because as incompetent as the Jets looked at quarterback last week for three quarters, so did the Steelers. And are you going to get that this week? Maybe, because Bridgewater's not much better probably than Mitch Trubisky is. In a game like this, I think they can win it. And that's why I like the spread. When they're going to ask Wilson to do more is when I think they're going to get into trouble, because he is still not impressing me, but the rest of it, defense is pretty good. It's fine. The O-line's fine. The skill positions are maybe really good. Garrett Wilson's already having a great rookie campaign. And Breece Hall is the most catches of any running back in the league, including veterans. So he's looked good, too. Yeah, I like the Jets pick. Atlanta, same thing. Like, they've earned respect. They've beat the respect out of me through four games. I thought that team was horrible.
It's a huge number, man. 9.5?
And it's a huge number. And then why
tonight.
Am I?
What about tonight?
Tonight. I think both teams are garbage.
Staring at it.
You might as well take one.
And that's exactly why I'm like I didn't want to. Here's the other one I debated was two of them. Dallas plus 5.5.
Okay.
This weekend, who are they playing? They're playing. I got to look at Dallas is getting 5.5 against the Rams at the Rams because the Rams just look bad right now, and Dallas's defense is good.
Yeah.
Right, I debated that, and I debated Cleveland. Cleveland is getting 2.5 points at home against the Chargers.
That one, I don't know what to do with the Chargers. The Chargers, they're a tough team maybe to go against in Three Dog Thursday because they can either
agreed,
you know, they could poop the bed and they could lose outright to the Browns, or they could win by 30, and it would be surprising.
Blow out. That's right.
Yeah,
that's why I debated it. That's why I debated Dallas. So Dallas was really juicy right here, but
yeah.
I mean, it's still Dallas. I don't know about their offense. Well, and as much as I've been kind of talking about Cooper Rush, the Rams' offense is not good, and Dallas' defense is good. So I thought about that, and Dallas is 3-1 right now.
Well, think about the Bengals game a couple weeks ago. They overcame a massive talent disparity at quarterback. How'd they do it? Because they have the best pass rush in football, maybe next to the Bills or with the Bills, and the Bengals can't protect Joe Burrow. Well, so far this year, the Rams can't protect Matthew Stafford at all. 7 sacks against the Niners, 7 sacks against the Bills. Those are the other two best pass rushers in football. Now you got Dallas. It could be 7 sacks again.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. A lot of interesting games this week. Tomorrow, here on the Extra Point Show, we have a treat for you. We always talk with Sean McDermott every Friday, so we'll do that roughly at 10:30 when Sean when he comes aboard. So we'll do that tomorrow like we normally do. We will talk with Patrick Hammer as we normally do tomorrow to get the final weather check. Steelers at Bills looking good, but looking a little windy, Joe. That's the only thing. Looking a little bit windy, but we'll get the final check from Pat. But the treat we're going to have for everybody is Tracy Wolfson's going to join us. And I think that's going to be special because I love Tracy on the sideline. She does a great job. She's had an amazing career. She's calling the game with Jim Nance and Tony Romo in Buffalo on Sunday. So Tracy's going to join us tomorrow just after 11 o'clock, provided we don't have to delay too much for Sean McDermott. I know that happens sometimes, but that's the plan tomorrow. McDermott at 10:30, Tracy Wolfson at 11, and Patrick Hammer at 11:30. And we got a lot of games to go through tomorrow, a lot, because there's some really interesting AFC games. And on that note, if you look at the AFC standings right now, Joe, talking about the Jets, right now the Jets are in this group of 2-2 teams. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams are 2-2 in wild card spots. A couple of them also are in division leads. If the Jets do beat the Dolphins this weekend, after five games, the Jets will be in a wild card spot because the Dolphins would drop out because they would have head-to-head in the same record. The Bills, assuming they would win, I guess, would be ahead. And there's a bunch of other teams that would kind of jockey around. But the Jets, I think, would be, they're in the ninth spot right now out of seven. They would move into a wild card by beating the Dolphins. I think that's just great for the Jets at this point after 5 weeks if that happens.
Yeah. It's I think it's good for the Bills, too, in the division race. Because
yes, for sure.
As, you know, as good as the Jets could look this year, nobody's thinking they're going to touch the Bills in an AFC East race. So, in that respect, beat the Dolphins. Have a nice little season here. Be a headache. Be a headache for the Dolphins and for the Patriots. And also, with the tie-breaking format the way it is, it's head-to-head record first. Let's say that, what, the Bridgewater holds his own, Miami ends up, the Bills run into some injury trouble more along the way, and somehow the Bills and Dolphins end up tied. Head-to-head record. Let's say the Bills win that second game. They're 1-1. It's the best they can do. Then you go to the second tiebreaker, right? And that's record in your division. And Miami's already beaten New England, so they've already beaten the Bills. So, division record, I mean, you're going to want to get a loss on them somewhere, and if the Jets can do that, that'll be an advantage, because I cannot see the Bills losing to the Jets.
All right, we'll take a timeout, and as we do every Thursday, we are going to have John Price come your way to talk a little bit about what's going on with the game tonight and the games this weekend. We'll do that next as we wrap up the Extra Point Show on WGR. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.